Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Look at the calendar. It's the 16th of August, Jay. The 16th. The 1/6.
I like that's it.
There's some numerology thing with that. We'll have to figure that out.
As we get into code 816.
816. That's not a zip code. We have to have five numbers.
Not a zip code. I mean an area code. Area code.
516? Yes, I think it's in New York.
No, 816.
816. That's somewhere too. 254-83 hike. It's 7 after the hour. Okay, let's get to what's going on today, here, there, and everywhere. We have reports. We have news. We have information. We have gossip. We're going to manage all of these things. It's like a juggler. Do you like jugglers? We had a circus at the farm over the weekend. Jugglers were great.
It's impressive what they can do.
Yep, right. Well, we all are jugglers in a manner of speaking, fitting a lot of things into the time that we are allotted to do the good work that we're here to do. And so one would wonder, I'm going to wonder out loud, a little political stuff here as we start this hour, whether Liz Cheney would be a good president. Today is primary day. She may or may not win in her primary, but that's not keeping her from talking about doing anything, whatever it takes, to keep Donald Trump from getting back into the White House. And that includes potentially me running for president. And there's a strategy that a lot of people in the Republican Party, actually there are people that are Democrats as well, there are people who are strategists who are looking at this and thinking, wow, we didn't think about it this way, but it's possible that she could be maneuvered into a place where she could run for president. So is this a good idea? I think it's an interesting idea. I guess it depends on your point of view. The Trump lovers are going to not like it, but then they don't like her anyway. So what's the difference? They're not going to, that's not going to change. But how
show
about
me the one political candidate that everybody likes.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's a very good question. Why don't you ask that? That's a good question for our social media. Show us, talk to us about the one person. Who do you think is an acceptable candidate for president? I guess that's a good place to start. Who would be acceptable to most everybody? Is that a good way of phrasing it? You can phrase it the way you want when you ask the question, Jay. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. That is an excellent question. I think it's an interesting, kind of a creative idea. I hadn't thought about it. I thought about Joe Manchin perhaps running. I think he'd be an interesting person to put in place of some of the usual suspects that seem to have the Democratic Party is not a wild card the way the Republican Party is. Republicans are not as controlled by the party mechanism as the Democrats. This is my observation, and I have observed for many years how the Democrats have more and more taken control, the party mechanism of how it all works. The primary in Wyoming will test Trump's hold over Republicans there. Her father has been on the road campaigning for her. Funny how, excuse me, I modified my, somebody said, you don't like Dick Cheney, why are you talking nice about him? Well, because things change. It's not that I don't like him. I really don't like him. I didn't like him as a politician. I didn't like him as a vice president. He and Rumsfeld did a lot of nasty, dirty, rotten, corrupt stuff. They just were. But I don't see her as the same as the chip off the old block for whatever.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Anyway, so her primary is today. We got a lot of different primaries going on today. When the question is whether she would run as a Republican or an independent, or heavens, even as a Democrat. There are a lot of Democrats who like her. Is she vice presidential material? Certainly, in my mind, much better than Kamala Harris, who is a horror show in terms of she hasn't. First of all, name one thing that Kamala Harris has done. One, other than break a few ties in the Senate. Can you name one thing that she's done that was constructive, that was fruitful, that was contributing?
The only things that come to me are the memes. The memes online of certain things that she has said, and a lot of comparisons to the fictional character in the HBO series Veep.
Oh!
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Really?
That's always
well, maybe
I think
the
of.
Incompetence of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Maybe that's it. Anyway, Cheney is not talking about the speculation that she run, but there are a lot of Republican political operatives who are not with Trump who see her as a really strong candidate because she's gotten so much attention. First, running in the GOP primary as the candidate for Republican voters who can't stomach Trump and who want to vote their conscience. And then there's a run as a conservative independent in the general election. That's always dicey, although it might be interesting. She could be a spoiler candidate with the new group that's been put together by Andrew Yang and Christy Todd Whitman, that third party.
Oh, this yeah, what is it? The something for freedom? Freedom? Something?
Yeah, right. Well, Freedom Party. I don't know what they call themselves, but I like. It's an interesting idea. As a matter of fact, Mitt Romney said yesterday he hopes that Liz Cheney wins her Wyoming primary, and he could see supporting her for president. So there's another one that the hardcore Trumpers don't like at all. Don't like them at all. Just because, what a silly thing when you get down to the core of it. Why would you not like somebody just because they do or don't like Trump or support her?
Yeah, why is that the identifier?
Why is that important?
We're trying to get to a point where we are voting for somebody to get in office, not against keeping somebody out of office. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Is that so much to ask for?
Mm. Thank you. Let me have some inspiration here. You're my soul and inspiration. Great song by the Righteous Brothers. So now that we're talking about Trump a little bit, let's talk about Rudy Giuliani. Want to? He's a target in the Georgia election investigation, the interference in the voters. Prosecutors notifying lawyers represent Rudy that he was, when he was the former president's personal attorney, he advised Trump how to interfere with the election. This thing is bigger. This is a pile of cards, right? House of Cards. Remember that TV show that was... let's see, who was...
Is it the Kevin Spacey one, or is that the one I'm thinking of?
No, and who was the vice, his wife who became vice president? She was married to... And then interesting, you see all these faces, and then the name. Anyway, not important to the story of Giuliani. Now, he's got his lawyer. Everybody's got lawyers. Lawyers have lawyers to represent lawyers. And Giuliani's attorney's name, Robert Costello, says prosecutors made the notification to local defense attorneys on yesterday. So he's going to testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta later on this week. He's been trying not to go. He's got heart problems. He's got all kinds of problems. But no, they said enough already. You got to come and testify.
He had also asserted that, what was it, like 6,500 underage voters,
25,000,
yeah, 65,000, 800 dead people all voted in the state, which those claims have been debunked. So it goes to the point of...
debunked by whom? I would say...
By the Georgia Secretary of State.
I would bet you there are 800 dead people. I'd be surprised if there weren't 8,000 dead people who voted there and everywhere else. He can still do that and get away with it because things are... You don't have to show, you don't have to prove who you are. You can walk and say, yep, you know, your next door neighbor died 7 weeks ago and he's still on the books. You go in and say, hey, I'm Fred from 1835 Memory Lane, and here I want to vote. There's absolutely, that claim holds water. Now, whether the other stuff, underage voting and stuff, that's a different story. But I'm buying the 800 dead people, frankly. Anyway, excuse me, I think I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, that's just about, yeah, that was it. That it was it was debunked by the Georgia Secretary of State. But Doug, to touch on what you were saying, people could, you don't even have to wait for somebody to be dead. Somebody could just use my name and go in,
yeah,
and
right,
vote on my behalf. And then what would happen if I show up to vote? Would it say, would they say like, oh, you already voted? Would that even show up in the system if I came in maybe 30 minutes later somewhere else?
See, that's the reason that I don't like any of these people who want to have mail-in ballots. This is totally bogus. All these reforms, quote-unquote, you can vote by mail. Everybody thinks, oh, that's wonderful. No, it's not. How do we know that it's you who sent that? Could be your eight. That may be where the underage voters come in. You open up the envelope and you vote for somebody and you put back in the envelope and you mail it in. Nobody knows whether it's you or not. It's ridiculous. And who's dumb enough to think this is? And I don't mean this. Well, I guess I do mean it in a sense that I'm. This frosts me, frankly. How in the world all these people can vote? And they keep pushing, you know, and then they accuse the Republicans of trying to meddle with the election. I don't buy that either in this circumstance. No. No, no, no. All right, so food for thought here.
No.
The Internet is a vital part of children's lives today. They see grown-ups going online with all kinds of devices and want to be a part of that world as well. But they may need a bit of help to stay safe. Here's Rich Rosario with something for you to think about.
I'm Rich Rosario. As kids grow over the summer, so does their online fluency. And there are big digital choices that come with each milestone. The use of the Internet has become an increasingly important feature of education, making the return to the classroom a good time to discuss online safety. Emma McGowan, privacy and security advocate and writer at Avast.
Teaching kids about digital privacy, computer security, and social media safety starting at an early age helps create a kid who's savvy and makes good choices.
It's also important to keep your devices updated with the latest upgrades and security software, like Avast One, an all-in-one service that combines antivirus, extra privacy, VPN, security, and performance tools to help your family stay private and safe.
It's time to start having conversations about sharing information and the risks of interacting with strangers online, even if they think they know and trust the person they're talking to.
For more information, visit Avast.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you can actually speak another language. Es como magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Let ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Sugar, as you well know, adds calories to your diet. They're empty calories. There's no nutrition in sugar. It's just calories. There's no vitamins. Now, I'm talking about processed sugar. If you chew on a piece of sugar cane, that's different. There's minerals in there. There's vitamins in there. There's enzymes in there. Most of our sugar is in our drinks. It's in our food. It's something we put on our morning cereal or in our coffee.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the celebrity gossip that we're all interested in. Come on. Come on. Really intrigued. Come on. You know you are. You love this stuff. People talking about other people so they won't talk about you.
Isn't that right? How it always works?
Kind of how it works. Yeah, exactly. So we have a very interesting situation in Major League Baseball. You know how much money the San Diego Padres sent in the direction of this guy, Fernando Tatis, right? The Padres said, okay, this is going to be our man. Okay. So they signed this guy. What's that?
Is this the one that got hurt?
No. Well, he didn't get hurt. He got sidelined because he was using drugs.
Oh.
80-game suspension.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This was supposed
to... Yes, I know which one you're talking about now.
Yeah, right. All right, so we'll tell you a little more about... we'll give you some of the details of this juicy story from Doug's Dirt after this.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Oh, it's cool.
I don't claim to be an expert in how the season is going because I'm not a sports person, but every once in a while I see something that's of general interest. And the fact that this guy, Tatis, has signed a deal with the Padres last year, 14 years, $340 million. And then he got himself hooked on something, and not hooked on phonics, he's hooked on something else. And so after he got the peed into the cup and they found all kinds of stuff in there, he got an 80-game suspension. So then this guy Soto's coming along, and he seems to be doing okay, but I just find it interesting that a guy who's, this is the arrogance, I guess, of this sort of thing. You get a check or you get a deal for $340 million, and then you go screw it up.
And it was a performance-enhancing substance.
Yeah.
Like anabolic steroids.
Steroids. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, but then there was another player, was he for the Pirates, who had signed a $70 million deal and then he broke his wrist or something? What did he
do? Cabrian Hayes, the third baseman for the Pirates. It was a team record $70 million extension, breaks his wrist. Total hand injury.
Was that the after he signed? I hope he had. He didn't. He signed it and then broke his wrist, right? Was it the same hand that he signed the deal with? That's what I want to know. Was it the same hand?
What matters is it his ball throwing hand? Because you know you can catch the mitt.
Right. Goodness gracious! Great balls of fire. It's 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In just 2 months, Ford has delivered electric F-150 Lightning trucks to customers in all 50 U.S. states, from Alaska to Houston, even Hawaii. Texas and California lead the way with a highest number of F-150 Lightnings delivered through late July. Nearly 80% of early reservation holders said in a survey that F-150 Lightnings will be the first ever EV in their household. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that the country is in a recession, the last thing government should be doing to correct the problem is spending more money. Yet that's exactly what President Biden and Democrats are doing today. With zero Republican support, Biden will be signing a check for $739 billion and is projected to prolong the financial woes in this country. President Biden's tax and spend bill is scheduled to go into law today when the ink hits the paper. President Biden on the bill.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs.
The U.S. Justice Department on Monday said it opposes unsealing the affidavit that prosecutors used to obtain a federal judge's approval to search former President Trump's Florida home, where they seized boxes and took the president's passports. Today is National Tell-A-Joke Day. I'll start it off. Knock, knock. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As calls for the FBI to be investigated for weaponizing the department against their political opponents, one shocking discovery has come to light. FBI Director Christopher Wray has been using taxpayer money and FBI assets for his personal use. Republican Representative James Comer from Kentucky on Fox News calls it out.
We've already looked through the records at the FBI, and he has never reimbursed the FBI for personal travel. We are pretty confident that he has received a lot of personal travel on the taxpayer-funded jet that's supposed to be used for counterintelligence. So this is the type of oversight that the FBI is going to receive when the Republicans are in the majority. We're going to go down the budget line by line for far too long. Government agents, especially the FBI, have not been transparent with their massive government appropriations. This is the first example. This is the most obvious one because the director left a committee hearing early last week because he said he had a family vacation. Well, we didn't realize that at the time that he was flying on the FBI plane.
NASA engineers are testing the Space Launch System's moon rocket flight termination system ahead of a rollout. Last week, NASA worked to certify the critical flight termination system on the Space Launch System rocket, or SLS, which marks the final test before the mega rocket rolls out to the pad at Kennedy Space Center in Florida later on Tuesday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
Babble is when my mother used to tell me to be quiet while I was eating dinner. She would tell me to stop the babble. Babble was meaningless chatter, according to her, anyway. So maybe it's
like this.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
It's 34 after the hour. I'll drink to that. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with what you need to know. Let's get into the good news. Some people may think this is a little sardonic and a little sarcastic, but I think it's good news. The fellow in Texas who chugged a bottle of some kind of liquid that nobody knew what it was in the courtroom as the jury convicted him of 5 counts of child sexual assault, and he died. Edward LeClaire, am I being too harsh? Nah, this is good.
That was not where I thought you were going.
Yes.
but now I'm with you. Now I'm with you. Well, yeah, he had this like water bottle and all of a sudden his hands were shaking as they're reading the verdict and his lawyer even kind of looks at him, but he feels like, well, he's reading the verdict of this hefty thing. Of course he's a little bit nervous, but then he just keeps chugging and chugging and chugging. And apparently somebody with the prosecutor's team told the bailiff, like, you might want to go check on him after he'd already been taken to a cell. And he was found unconscious, unresponsive.
See you later, alligator. I think this is appropriate. Why put the state through I know. I mean, I think people that do horrible things deserve a horrible end. Does that sound vindictive? That's not really very.
No, especially to children. Amongst criminals, most sex offenders, when they go to prison, they do not last very long because other people are in there who are not sex offenders. There's like this unspoken code. Don't do anything wrong to children.
Yeah, that is it. So. Take your dysfunction and take a long walk on a short pier. Anyway, so that's the end of this guy. And good luck to him. Edward LeClaire, adios. The situation in Jerusalem, kind of gruesome. 8 Americans were wounded in a shootout in Jerusalem. This place is... The Palestinians are really... And it isn't really... People... The generic reference to Palestinians, like they're, it's Hamas, it's not Palestinians, and so there's a reference to a Palestinian gunman. Yeah, he's from Palestine, but he's a member of Hamas. Those are the people that open up, they've got their automatic weapons, and so this guy shot up a bus near the old city, and 8 Israelis were wounded. The violence there that flares up all the time for no reason whatsoever. The Hamas militants who are on... And I've told this story any number of times because having been there and watched what goes on and seeing how there's this artificial barrier, in a sense. And there used to be the wall, literally, excuse me, the fence between that part of the city and the other part of the city. So the Jews in one part, Palestinians in the other part. Now there's a trolley line that goes down. The fence is down, and there's a trolley line that goes between the Palestinians. So that's what this guy shot up. And because they're on one side and they can shoot it up, there's nothing that keeps them from mingling with each other. They can walk, they can drive, they can go from one side.
It's not like
side.
The Berlin Wall or something.
No, it used to be.
And this happened near David's tomb on Mount Zion. Doug, you've been there to David's tomb. So you, like you were talking about, you felt that palpable energy of
the sacred
grounds as well as all of the turmoil and fighting. And what was that like to feel such conflicting energies?
Well, I don't know that I felt conflicting energy. It was obvious, and you feel the tension, or at least I did the last time I was there. I've been there for 3 or 4 years. I want to go back again, see my friend Uri Geller and have his birthday celebration with him in December. But I haven't seen or felt what you were suggesting. I've only felt the energy of history there, and the history that goes back to the beginning of the Christian era, the beginning of the Muslim era, the beginning of all of the basic religions, Judaism, all started there, right there. That's the energy that you feel. And you can walk in and feel, you go into the old city and all the merchants are all, there are certainly plenty of Arab Jews there. There are plenty of Arab Muslims there. There are plenty of Christians who are there. They all get along like the children in school. Same thing. Kids in school, they're not fighting with each other. It's when you get into a situation where this hatred that's fueled by the political realities of how much... I've told the story many times about being in a meeting with Yasser Arafat in Spain. This would have been 1997, maybe in there, 6-7, sometime in the late 90s. I was invited to go on a mission with people from the State Department, and so I did my radio program every day from there, and then go see and experience things that the folks inside the State Department wanted me to see. And one of the meetings included a dinner with Yasser Arafat. Now, here was a guy who's a bloodthirsty cur. He was a murdering, no-good thief. But yet the world was fascinated by him and the power that he had, because he's done like Putin. Basically, he just grabbed it, right? I mean, that's all they do, these guys. They just somehow or other, they grab it, they've got enough starch, right? And they got a gun or whatever it is, and poison, and so they get rid of the people that don't like them, and they gain control. And I think he was, for 26, 27 years, he was basically the leader of Hamas. And when he died, his wife, who was living in Paris, inherited a $5 billion B, $5 billion estate that he'd collected as being the chief thug of Hamas. Where do you think that money came from? All this different stuff, the politicking of we're going to make a deal so we can get along with the Jews. They've never made a deal, and they never will make a deal because it's not good for them financially. So Yasser Arafat comes into this room. There was a circle of, there were a lot of local politicians, but there also were a couple of world leaders and people from the equivalent of our State Department. And they were having a negotiation session with all these people, and they were doing it over dinner, and I was invited to go. And I remember he walked around the room and shook hands with everybody, and he stopped and he looked at me. And I looked at him, and looking into those eyes, it was like something from a really, really, really deep-seated, you know, a crazy movie. You know how some of the, I don't, you like these movies better than I do.
Yeah,
really.
There's just, there's like his eyes, just black eyes.
Oh, my God. And so, you know what you're dealing with. Does he have no soul? Did he have no, whatever he had a lot of money, and he had a lot of, he had a lot of strength and courage, and so, you know, flash forward to what Putin's doing. remember Alexei Navalny, the fellow who doesn't like and has been a critic of Putin all along, has now been placed into isolation at a penal colony in Siberia. So his, Putin's top foe has been poisoned, he's been shot, he's been convicted, but he's still stayed. You got to hand it to him. I don't know whether Putin just doesn't dare to try to kill him, but they don't seem to be able to kill him. And he stays politically active, even in jail. He's stirring the, he's all over this thing, and this is where, but the older people believe him, the older crowd in Russia doesn't like Putin. It's the younger people who are so completely enamored with the devices, and the Russian government controls the content of the devices. So everybody who's a Y-er or a Z-er or a whatever generation we're talking about in Russia, they believe that Putin's doing the right thing, getting rid of the Nazis in Ukraine. Okay, so are they just that badly educated, or are they just, whatever it is, it's scary. Pretty much. It is.
The lack of access to more media. Look at back in the day with Hitler and how many people followed him because they truly believed they were doing something right. They were on the side of good.
Right.
It wasn't just, oh, we're joining the bad side. People genuinely believed they were on the side of good.
Yep. So, there's an interview that came out today with it was in the Russian media is called TASS, T-A-S-S. That's our translation. They're the only thing, the only game in town now. The head of the Russian Foreign Ministry's North American Department said that in the event the U.S. designates Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism, it would represent a point of no return in relations between the two countries. I would say that we are pretty much there now, aren't we? In a sense, we haven't said that, but we're staying away from, aren't we? I mean, publicly it seems, who knows what is going on behind the scenes and what deals are being made, when Biden's kids involved in what went on in China, who says they're in the same kind of a deal with the Russians?
Oh, totally.
So anyway, Moscow warning Washington of the consequences should the U.S. label Russia a sponsor of terrorism. Okay, so we don't label them, but that's what they are. Right? That's what they are. They're sponsors of terrorism. I don't know.
And why aren't we labeling them that?
Because we don't have courageous leaders, and so they just kind of dance around it. We keep spending a lot of money sending more munitions to Ukraine, and a lot of people are now beginning to ask where has it gone? Mm-hmm. The Ukrainians have done a good job of holding the Russians at bay, pretty much, and that's with our help. So we've done everything except say that the Russians are state sponsors of terrorism. It's the only thing we haven't said. And he ought to be, they should send in troops or whatever it is to get him and bring him to The Hague and try him as a war criminal. Nobody seems to be interested in doing that. So on and on it goes. And who's paying for it? You and me. All right. So there's my, that's enough of that. And then some. How'd you like to purify the air in your home and get healthy, clean, fresh-smelling air that eliminates the odors? This is a device that kills mold and mildew. I'm talking about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. This is an air purifier that uses oxy technology, basically oxygen molecules that put the good air in your presence, and the bad air is gone. Get rid of the pollutants in your home. It destroys them. Doesn't mask them. Doesn't cover them up. It gets rid of them. You know, I think I made the reference yesterday to that old Raid commercial. Kills bugs dead. Not that you can't kill them and they're not dead. This is kind of the same thing. It purifies, this thunderstorm purifies the air in your home, your office, wherever you may want to make sure that the air is fresh. You have a young child, you got children, right? How about having this for them? Right now you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. This is a three-pack for the whole home. Fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. This is the special offer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code Doug3 to save the $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Doug3.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward with all your school printing from Staples.
Okay, class, refer to the seating chart for your desk assignment. Class,
but we can't read yet.
Don't worry, they'll get there. Now get 30% off school-related prints when you spend $25 or more. This year, go forward to school with Staples. In-store only, exclusions apply. One coupon per customer ends 8/27. Visit staples.com/school printing for coupon and requirements.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program of the 16th of August, Jay Kirshner and I focused on the food you eat, your family, and the farm. There's a warning today, Jay, from Capri Sun, which is recalling a lot of these juice pouches. Say it again, Doug. There. Pouches that are used to a lot of youngsters. I remember... Well, they weren't around when my children were younger, but my grandson Miles has used. As a matter of fact, I think I still have a few of them downstairs in the refrigerator. So there's an official recall now of thousands of cases of Capri Sun, which could be contaminated with a cleaning solution. Fabulous. Yep. This is the problem with having the source. This is Kraft Heinz controls so much of the marketplace. And so here we have all of this stuff. The wild cherry apparently is the problem. But this is for consumers. What did we do for children when this stuff didn't exist? How did children survive?
Well, there's always, I can't speak on it because when I was little, we had these. We had Sunny D. We had these Squeeze-Its. There was always some kind of juice thing, the High C's.
I remember High C.
I was going to say, did you have any of those? Or was
did
it
I?
The powdered ones? Or like when you were younger? What was around when you were a kid?
I drank
milk. Or was it water or milk?
No, it was milk. Milk, water, lemonade, that kind of stuff.
There's so many brands, and there's honestly better brands when it comes to the pouch juices than Capri Sun.
Yeah, I would have thought. They're too big. All right, so anyway, word to the wise is sufficient. We're going to talk about the dryness here in the Northeast and the drought and how it's impacting farms and how it's going to affect what you pay for food. This is a continuation of all of the other things that have contributed to the cost of food, like fuel, the pandemic, etc. So here's one more rung on that ladder. We'll discuss it after this.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford.
Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Been so dry, the drought, impact to farms, impact to what's going on, Florida, Texas, all over the Midwest, the Northeast. There's a farm in Bridgeton, Maine. They've been letting the hens out for a while to exercise, and they give them water and stuff, the hens, the pigs, the horses, cows, whatever it is. And he said the other day, we had some rain, but it comes and goes as quickly. The well they have, this 100-year-old well, and you go down in the ground, 17 feet down in the ground, it looks like, and there's no water down there.
No.
I had a well on the other house where I lived before I moved over here, went down 225 feet, and we had 25 gallons a minute. I have a well at the farm up the street, and we only get 4 gallons a minute. We get water because we're down 700 feet, but because it's so dry here, who knows how long we've run out of water in the past. But imagine you're out in the Midwest where cows are dying because they can't beef cattle, dairy cattle, because there's not enough water.
Yeah,
there's no place for them to go to get away from the heat.
It's so awful for these poor animals. And all these farmers, this is their livelihood. This is their career. This is their job. This is their business. And they're not able to produce anything or keep their livestock.
Well, this is going to be the pressure that comes from those who want to import all this beef, mostly the Chinese who are trying to bring it in their neck of the woods. But they're buying it wholesale in Chile and Brazil. And they're bringing that beef to America, and you don't know that it's from those places, and so, you don't know what you're buying, frankly. But the drought is certainly going to contribute to what you're paying, whether it's at the farm and the drought's affected that or at the store. Well, that's a bit of info you carry with you today, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.